hear and believe the good news that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. By his wounds, we have been healed. Lord God, may your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path through the presence of your Holy Spirit. Amen. The Bible readings today, the first reading is Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, from the second part of verse 1. Romans 6, from the second part of verse 1. Apostle Paul says, "Should we continue in sin in order that grace may increase? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be destroyed, so we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is free from sin. But if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. The Psalter is Psalm 86, is on page 803. "Turn your ear to me, O God, and answer me, for I am poor and in misery. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save your servant, for I trust in you. Be merciful to me, my Lord, for I call to you all day long. Gladden the heart of your servant, for to you I lift up my soul. For you, my Lord, are good and forgiving, and great in mercy to all who call on you. Give heed, O God, to my prayer, and listen to my cry, supplication. In the day of my trouble, I call unto you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, my Lord, nor can the deeds of any be compared to yours. All the nations you have made shall come and bow before you. They shall glorify your name, my Lord. For you are great and do marvelous things. You alone are God. In the day of my trouble, I call unto you. You will answer me. Turn to me then and have mercy. Give your strength to your servant. Save your handmaiden's child. Give me a sign of your favor. Then those who hate me will see and be ashamed. For you, God, have helped and comforted me. In the day of my trouble, I call unto you, for you will answer me." The gospel reading is from Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, from verse 24. Matthew 10, 24. Jesus says, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. For I say to you, in the dark, tell in the light, and what you heard whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your fathers. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So not, don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against his mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever doesn't take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Rock, O Lord, O Redeemer. Amen. Today we celebrate Father's Day. We celebrate Father's Day through communion, and we celebrate the love of our Heavenly Father through the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible passage we got today, it is from the lectionary. I didn't choose myself this Bible passage. It came from the lectionary. And this is one of the most difficult things Jesus taught us. When we think of the hard sayings of Jesus, the most difficult messages, this is definitely one of them. This is a top shelf difficult message. However, we need to recognize that this message is difficult, but not intellectually. It is something easy to understand, but very difficult to stomach. You see my point? Please nod. Thank you. So, what we have here it wasn't only difficult 10 years ago. It wasn't only difficult 20 years ago and 30 years ago. It is getting more and more difficult as time goes on. And I'll tell you why. Because what we see here is apparently random thoughts, random sentences from Jesus talking about the life of the disciples in a hostile world. And for a lot of people say, oh, it doesn't make any sense. The world is not hostile. Maybe in the first century, maybe in the second century, but we live in an enlightened world. Everything is enlightened, everything is educated, everybody is patient, everybody is tolerant, we cannot expect anything, any kind of backslash. And and the answer is, let's slow down a little bit. The first step, I believe, is to look into our hearts and observe our own attitude. I don't really know a whole lot, but technically I know nothing about children's psychology. When it comes to psychology, adults and children are like two different species. You can be the best psychologist still understanding children, not understanding children at all. The only thing I actually knew because I experienced is how children relate to their community. I experienced that with my own children. And there are stages in the life of children when they want to be like the others. I want to behave like the others. I want to dress like the others. I want to be like the others. I don't want to see any difference. I want to disappear in the crowd. And I remember when I went to pick up my kids from school and I greeted them, because at home, among us, we always spoke Hungarian, and I greeted them. They said, shh, shh, don't speak Hungarian. Don't speak Hungarian. Switch to English. And that is a developmental phase. And it's true for older children, but for the immigrant children, it's more spectacular. It's easier to observe. But it's true for every children, every child. It's true. And there is the other phase. There is the other chapter in their lives when they want to be different from the others. They want to be different. They want to stand out. And I remember we got a telephone call from our son, and he was calling us from the bus, and he was shouting in Hungarian into the cell phone. He wanted to look different. He wanted to sound different. He wanted to emphasize his differences from the rest of the people around him. And for us, this is the same. We behave the same. Sometimes we want to be like the others. Sometimes we want to be different from the others. It takes a kind of a self-reflection. If you do self-reflection regularly, you can recognize which phase you are in. I want to be similar, or I want to be different. Because you know, and I know, we all know, that in many cases we are the same as the others, and in many cases we are different from the others. But there is a kind of a personal preference and a situation when we want to disappear in the crowd, or we want to stand out in the crowd. And this is the question for us. And this is the question for us, and this is the biblical, there is a kind of a biblical problem here. Because Jesus says, I am telling you the message of God, the message of our Heavenly Father. I am communicating the values of our Heavenly Father. I am communicating the priorities of the Heavenly Father. And the moment it becomes your identity, the moment it becomes your identity, the moment it is no longer a shopping list. You know, my wife is usually giving me a shopping list. And I go on and say, bread, cheese, wine, is not on the list. So the moment the values of our Heavenly Father is no longer a shopping list. The priorities of our Heavenly Father is no longer something you do. Be nice to the person sitting next to you in church. It's no longer just a shopping list. It's me. It's me because I have changed. I have transformed. I'm a different person. It's my identity to follow Jesus. Jesus says the moment it becomes your identity, the world will notice, and you can expect a pushback. You must expect a pushback, and the pushback is depending on the world. The pushback can be different. Sometimes, if you cherish the values of your Heavenly Father, people will call you intolerant. They say, you are not tolerant enough. It's a pushback. You can say, I didn't get my idea from myself. I got my ideas, my values from Jesus. It transformed my life, and this is who I am. And the pushback says, the people doing the pushback says, we don't want you to have those ideas, because those ideas are old. Those ideas are harmful. Those ideas are retrograde. Retrograde means moving backwards. We don't want you to have those ideas because it's too C. You know, C is the word we don't speak aloud. Conservative. You don't do that because it's harmful. But in some cases, the same people sharing the same message were hated because they're not conservative, they were revolutionary. And they said, we hate Jesus because he was revolutionary. He was doing a revolution. But it was the same message. It was the same Jesus, the same values. What was the difference? The reaction from the world, the reaction from the society. So it's difficult. It's difficult because being embracing the values of God, embracing the message of Jesus, embracing the fact that we are different from the rest of the society. When you want to be different, it's a good thing. And you can say, well, I'm different. I'm different from all the other people. I'm different from other people. Or you can say, well, I don't want to be different. I don't want to be different. I don't want to anger other people. I don't want them to think that I'm intolerant. End of the day, it's up to you. End of the day, it's your decision. And it's a question of loyalty. At the end of the day, it is your decision who you are going to be loyal to. And Jesus says, if you want to find your life, you will lose it. But you are willing to lose your life for my sake, you will find it. So, the conclusion and kind of a summary, that God has a plan for all of us. As this plan is an excellent life. God is planning to give us, God is giving each of us an excellent life. And I've heard people in the past saying that, you know, my life wasn't excellent because my life was nothing more than a flickering candle. My life was nothing more than a flickering candle. And other people said, yes, it is true, but don't forget, your life as a flickering candle was put there in the middle of darkness by God. And that flickering, the light of the flickering candle, the light of that flickering candle was all the light we have in the darkness. And you can look at your own life and you can say, my life is not excellent. My life is not more, cannot be more than a flickering candle. But God says, but that light is my light. That candle can be flickering, but the light is mine. And you don't know the darkness people must endure. It can be any kind of darkness. It's not always political oppression from the ruling class. It can be something personal, a sense of loneliness, depression, the sense of abandonment. The excellence is coming down from the fact that we meant to radiate the light of God. And of course, there will be people not appreciating that. But for other people, that might be the only light they have. So, remembering our fathers and remembering ourselves as fathers. This is our job, to be a candle, to give light. And it's not always easy because we had the story of Jesus from the first chapter of John's Gospel. And in that Gospel, in the first chapter, John wrote that he was the light of God, but people preferred darkness. The life of Jesus was a candle too, a much bigger candle, a much brighter candle. But that was a candle too. That was the light of God. And the summary of the life of Jesus coming from John's Gospel is almost disappointing when John says, yeah, he was the light of God, the light of heaven. The light of God coming from heaven, but people prefer darkness. But for us to understand that discipleship means to follow Jesus. Discipleship means that you don't need, your light can be flickering, but we shouldn't radiate our own light. Our job is to radiate the light of God. And that is an excellent life. That is the life of a father, that is the life of a mother, and that is the life of a disciple of Jesus. I said only to you, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.